Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast, the podcast for women entrepreneurs ready to do life and business their way. Combining tools from psychology, strategy, and spirituality, your host, Nicole Oren, helps you create your own unique formula so you can pave your own path for success. And now, here's your host, certified coach, organizational consultant, and your business BFF, Nicole Oren.
Hey guys, welcome to episode number 10. I cannot believe that we are 10 episodes into the Pave Your Path podcast. It feels like so much has changed in my life since I started this podcast and just my own perception of myself as a business owner, as a podcaster, as a professional has really up-leveled because of who I have really challenged myself to become through the process of this podcast. And I've been thinking about that and I'll probably put together an episode. Anyways, I digress. And what I really want to jump right into today is the concept that I'm calling more than just a fear of failure. Because we all kind of know that fear of failure is real. We all know that fear of failure is maybe something that holds people back. What is less known and what I really want to dive into today is what people are actually afraid of. Because what we're out there calling to be a fear of failure is not a fear of failure. It is a fear of feeling. Yes, you heard me. What people actually fear is a feeling that will accompany the failure that may happen. So we fear the vibration, the sensation that may potentially happen in our body if we fail. We don't feel the failure. We feel the experience, the feeling that will accompany failure. And we fear that if we experience this in our bodies, it is so scary, it is so overwhelming that by default, what people tend to do is they just don't fail. They don't bring up opportunities to feel uncomfortable emotions. And what is interesting that happens is whenever we do that, we actually end up failing ahead of time. We end up playing it small, we end up not taking action, and we end up staying where we are in our business. But if you are someone who wants more from herself, who wants more from her business, and really wants to create a beautiful business, a beautiful life to go alongside it, you have to be willing to feel every single emotion. You have to be willing to feel like a failure. You have to be willing to feel disappointed. You have to be willing to feel rejected, inadequate, like a beginner, like a weirder. Like a weirdo in pursuit of reaching your business goals. I want you to really, really think about the importance of that sentence. You have to be willing to feel like a failure. You have to be willing to feel rejected. You have to be willing to feel inadequate. The scariest thing in this life, in this world, is always going to be an emotion. Even if, God forbid, the worst thing were to happen. I'm talking like you lose everything and you have to live on the street, you go hungry, you lose the people you love. What you fear is not that experience. What you fear is what will happen in your body because of that experience. You fear your reaction and your physical experience because of those things. We don't fear sleeping on the street and losing our home. We fear the sensation that is sleeping outside and feeling freezing and alone and scared and uncomfortable. We don't fear that people will cancel us. We fear that that rejection will feel awful in our bodies. It will feel almost deathly in our bodies if we are canceled. We will feel that pit in our stomach, that nausea, headachey feeling, that knife in our throat. That is what we fear. That is rejection. We don't fear the failure. We don't fear the being canceled. That's just how our brain and mind rationalizes it to us. What we fear is that emotional experience. And because we fear this emotional experience, we fear the feeling, we by default avoid taking risks. We avoid putting ourselves really out there and doing what it takes to grow our businesses because we fear this. Like if you find that you're kind of like half-assing your actions in your business, you're half-assing the things you're doing, it is because you're not going all in, because you are fearing some sensation, some feeling that you may potentially have in the future if you go all in. I see this all the time, and this is not new since I've become a coach. Before I became a coach, I used to run psychological assessments in the Army, and I would see that someone's performance in assimilation in a really, really heightened scenario where we would put people in really extreme circumstances, their performance was always linked to their emotional endurance, their ability to feel scared, uncomfortable, terrified, and do the simulation and task simultaneously while feeling those feelings was the number one determinant to success. So what we would see was we would be able to test people's emotional levels even before they went into the simulation. And if I saw that someone had a high emotional endurance level, I knew I would be able to predict that they would succeed more than the person that didn't in the simulation. And I was right almost every single time. So your emotional endurance has a direct effect on your success. So you have to grow your capacity to feel. You have to become more willing to endure emotional discomfort. And I want you to think about what the alternative is to you not doing this. What if you really are not willing to feel the emotions? The alternative to that is we fear rejection. So we end up doing is we reject ourselves and our dreams ahead of time. So you're not willing to feel rejection in the future if you go all in. So then you don't go all in. You don't take the risks in your business. You don't do the things. You end up rejecting yourself ahead of time. You end up rejecting yourself beforehand. So it's so interesting that the thing we fear is the thing we actually create for ourselves when we fear it. Now, some of the pushback I get when I tell my clients this, that really the scariest thing is always an emotion, and that if they were just willing to feel any emotion, they would see extraordinary success. So some of the pushback I get is that some of people have told me that they fear that they're going to get sucked into a dark, depressive hole that they won't be able to get themselves out of. And I want to offer to you that if this can only happen if you repress your emotions, if you fight your emotions, if you make them wrong. That's the only way this can happen. If you do what I tell you and you work with your emotions and you slowly increase your capacity to feel, even if a big depression comes along, you won't go into that dark hole that you can't get out of, because you would have already practiced feeling that emotion in smaller doses. So then when it comes in at a bigger dose, at a higher frequency, at a higher intensity, you will feel more equipped to handle it. Really, one of the things I do with my one-on-one clients is I teach them emotional endurance and really how to increase, decrease, and fully feel the emotions in their bodies. Sometimes, even when they're feeling really great, I'll have them bring up the feeling that they fear, and I'll have them take it from a 2 to a 10, and from a 10 to a 7, and a 7 to a 9, just to teach them that they have control over the intensity of that emotion. And once they learn that, then we understand that we can feel anything. We know that there is no feeling that I'm unwilling to feel. There is no sensation or vibration in my body that I fear so much that I won't take the actions, that I won't create the life that I'm after. And I do this kind of work. I do this kind of work with my clients, even as a business coach, because I have come to see what is possible for me and my clients when we really understand that we can feel any emotion. Think about it. If we can feel any emotion, my clients, because of this, have taken way more business risks and have created way more money. Some hit that six figures, some hit that seven figures. They book out their calendars. They create four times their income in half the time. They work less and they make more. Because not because they did all the actions that took them to those results, but because of the emotional endurance that it took to take those actions over and over again, and their willingness to feel any emotion. So I want you to just pause, take a deep breath, and think about what could be possible for you and your business if you were willing to feel anything and everything. If you were willing to feel failure in your body, would you run that workshop? Would you sell that new offer? Would you make a new reel? If you were willing to feel rejected, would you reach out to celebrities? Would you offer someone who you know that would really benefit from your work? Would you invite them to work with you? Would you publish that memoir? What would be possible for your business and for you if you were willing to feel inadequate, like a loser, like a weirdo, uncomfortable, terrified, tired? What if there was no emotion that you were unwilling to endure? Sit with yourself and contemplate the things you would do, the things you would invest in, the things you would try and accomplish if you were just willing to feel. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye. Hey, if you want a free in-depth analysis of you and your business personality, if you want to know what about you makes you great at business, where are your strengths? What about your personality traits is maybe holding you back and keeping you small? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be mind-blowing and super on point. It's short, it's fun, it's free, and super spot on. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your business personality quiz today.